Yvonne Vine, Cranbrook Arts Council, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, so you've got lots happening. There's a mural up now, is that correct?
Yes, myself and Laverna Peters have been working on this mural since June. Well, that was the planning stages, and then it was like a 9-to-5 job. We met every day down there and painted all summer long until just recently, and now it's finalized, and a very nice volunteer with the Cranbrook Arts helped put it up, Don Smith.
Very good. And people can get pictures in front of it, I guess?
Oh, yeah, yeah. There's all kinds of little vignettes of that represent Cranbrook in it, kind of the countryside around us. It kind of tells a story if you look close. It's just personal to both Laverna and I in a way. I don't know how we come up with the idea. It just kind of evolved, and it started out as kind of a Van Gogh style Starry Night-ish painting and evolved into our own styles.
With the final product like that, I guess you put out a small scale and then you do it bigger. How do you take on a project like that to make it come to scale and have it as big as you do?
Well, you just hold your tongue the right way for the most part. No, we started out with a small concept, you're right, and then we went through about four different scenarios, and we finally settled on one, and then we grafted that out, and then we decided to do it on MDO board, which is a sort of a special surface on the board that's smooth, and we grafted that out into like 2-foot squares, and we just sketched in the other smaller diagram, all the details, and then, you know, just from there you start blocking it in a bit at a time, and yeah, that's kind of how the technical part of it is.
Yeah, it just looks so finicky, though, from some, you know, when you drive by or you look at something so detailed, and then an artist's mind or having a vision to how you're going to put something on a big wall. I always wonder how they do that.
Yeah. Well, you know, once you sort of have the drawing sketched in so that it is sort of anatomically correct or, you know, from a proper perspective and stuff, then from there you can just, when you're painting, we just kind of made it our own. We decided to put this there and that there, and, you know, color-wise, you know, you just kind of stand back. We have a mezzanine area in where we were painting in our new building, and we were able to go up and look at it from above and just zoom in on areas that were maybe didn't look quite right, or we decided that color needed to be somewhere else on it, just so everything kind of flowed. And you're right, it is a mind meld. The two of us really did think a lot alike when it come to how to put it together. If I liked something, Laverna would be very like, yeah, like we need to do that. And, you know, between the two of us, we'd make that work, you know. I was concerned at first maybe our styles might not blend together too well, but it was perfect. We each sort of had our own areas that we wanted to do, and it worked out really well. It was fun.
Would you ever take on a project like that again? I'm sure people are going to look at it and say, you know what, I want one on my store wall. Would you sign up and do it again?
You know, I would, other than the fact that I'm not a spring chicken anymore, and it would be very difficult, I think, for myself to do one actually outside on scaffolding and that sort of thing. But, you know, doing it on panels or on something that could be put up after the fact, where we could work on a indoor situation or somewhere where we could not have to be up high on something, I probably would, if people have enough money to pay me.
Yeah. Well, that tells me you enjoyed it too, then, if you would want to take on another one. Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Actually, been called twice now since with people wanting to have a mural painted. So, yeah, it's piqued some interest for sure.
I kind of thought so as soon as I noticed it. If I could, while I've got you on here, Yvonne, can you talk a little bit about the Cranbrook Arts Council? It's a good time to try and chat about what you do on a regular basis or the commitment you ask from some of the members like yourself then.
We are a nonprofit organization, and our mandate is to provide education and art and culture experiences for people in our community. We opened a retail store I'm trying to think now if it was 6 years ago, on Baker Street. And it's been super, super successful. The artists just love it. We have probably 150 artists that bring their artwork in. And then as well as that, we've been having monthly exhibits, feature artist exhibits. And we often have a group from the high school or the group, it's called Art 75, I believe, and they're the seniors, and they have an exhibit once a year, and they run about a month long, and it's just a way to allow artists to be able to show their work without really any cost to them. Yeah, we had a lot of classes going on, but our biggest issue was not having enough space. We just have a tiny little area in the back of that shop, and so our goal was to try and purchase a place of our own. And so we found one at 1401 Fifth Street North, right next to the bowling alley. Nice big building, and we've had it now, it'll be 2 years, August, I believe. We've revamped or remodeled one side of it into all classroom space with some storage and as well an office space. And then the other half of the building is actually at the last stages of renovation right now for a formal gallery as well as two larger workshop spaces. One will be a pottery space and the other one is like a multi-purpose room that will have other things like metalworking and printmaking. And we're really hoping that with the demise of COVID, hopefully we can get going having instruction there for all the people of our community.
Yeah, so many different organizations have done that, haven't they? They've got the time to actually go to buildings or locations and then put some time into them, and that's exactly what's happening with your Arts Council by the sounds of it.
Yeah, well, I think Cranbrook's a little overdue for having an actual formal gallery, for one, and I think people are very excited about it. We've had an awful lot of people comment on how excited they are to finally have something like that here. We've also had quite a few of our members come forward and say, oh, I would love to help out, you know, and so, you know, that's where we will be able to man a gallery with our volunteers for a time, and we're always looking for people that would like to help out in any way they can in what we do. And so it'll be nice to see after things sort of settle down and we're able to sort of open our doors and allow the public in, and how much people will take in and how much they'll enjoy. We really hope that it'll be very successful.
Well, good. Thank you very much for talking with us, both updating us on what the Arts Council is up to, and compliments to you and congratulations on the mural. Is there a name for it? Does it have a special name?
The mural? No, actually, I don't think we do have a name for it.
I'm going to start that on my radio show on Monday. How's that? We're going to do Name the Mural.
No. Name the Mural, yeah. We've had that back and forth about Name the Building, too. So, you know, yeah. Well, you know what? If people go by and they study it and look at it and see what all's on there and everything, maybe that would be a great idea to have people come and put their ideas forward to us, and then we can name it. That would be great.
Thank you for your time, Yvonne. Good luck with what you're doing then the rest of the way, and Happy New Year, and all the best in 2021, too. Thank you.
The same to you.
Yvonne Vine is with the Cranbrook Arts Council.